So, I read a slightly lighter poem. McNeice has a great poem called Death of a Cat. I think you're probably on a hiding to nothing if you write a poem about your pet, but I've written a poem about my dog. I have a pug called Maud. In case you don't know what a pug is, that's the kind of dog you're not supposed to get because they can't really breathe properly. And you spend your whole time wondering if she's having a really great time or having a fit. On the plus side, they do look a bit like Ewoks, which is obviously wonderful. There's a few things in this poem I should say first. Weirdly, and I didn't know this, but I am an Ulster Protestant, but the pug is the mascot, apparently, of the House of Orange, because a pug during a fire barked and woke up William of Orange and saved the life. So there's a reference to that. Also, William Hogarth, the painter, kept them. And there's a word in here you might know. It's karumi, which they always use when they talk about haikus. It's a Japanese word for a kind of lightness of touch. So this is a poem in three parts. It's three sonnets. It's called Pug. Bruiser, bat face, baby bear, bounce in your moon suit of apricot fur with some fluff in your mouth or a twig or a feather. Emperors bored you. You with the prize-winning ears who grew from a glove to a moccasin slipper and have taken to secrecy recently, worming in under the furniture. To discover you here is to keep still and listen. The settee begins wheezing. Hogarth loved the fact that for your first half year, you hardly differed from a rabbit. When you're overexcited, you tend to get hiccups. You squeak when you yawn and your tongue is unfurled in a semicircle. Salmon pink on coastal rock, that trilobite embedded in the slate roof of your open mouth. Perfect for the mascot of the House of Orange. Your weapon of choice is the sneeze. Above the winter garden, a hair-thin moon reflecting. You're open as a haiku, all karumi, hint and sigh. The Buddha would have liked you. Watch us from your separate dream, then pad across to clamber through the plastic flap and plant your paws four square again on grass, like this. Your hackles bristle and you ridge your back and bark and bark and bark. At shadows and the fence, at everything behind the fence, the cuttings and the railway foxes.